One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. A little slice of my one-handed life because I put a little slice in my thumb. Okay, what can I say to all of you out there? This story is just about all my trials and tribulations because I cut my thumb. Now, I think in most cases, people know how hard it is when they hurt their hand, when they have a sore finger, when some part of their hand aches, if they sprain their thumb, something along those lines. However, most people have another hand to fall back on. Now, if you hurt your dominant hand, that can be kind of a bummer because typically the less dominant hand has to take over, and most people aren't ambidextrous. They're not used to using the hand they normally don't use. And because of that, they can have the experience of just being bummed out, basically. I like to always hear people say things like, oh, my right-handed people, oh, my left hand is useless. And then they look over at me and I'm like, really? Really? It's useless. Wow. Okay. I know you don't use it a lot, but I don't necessarily think it's useless. It's just not used enough to be what you want it to be when you need it to be that thing. And I only say this because I don't have another hand to fall back on. And if I hurt my hand, I got like 90% capacity gone. Not really 90%. It all depends. Sometimes 60%. And it's not just my hand. It could be my collarbone. I broke my right collarbone once, and that was incredibly difficult. Even though I could use my hand, I couldn't really move my arm or bear any weight. But this just short podcast this week, just short, is about just dealing with cutting my thumb. And I got a pretty good cut on my thumb, which is right on the pad of my thumb. And it has just completely knocked me out of the park, so to speak. And by this, what I mean is, since I only have one hand, not having complete use of my thumb just drops my capacity. Typically, I like to say when my thumb is hurt, I lose up to 60, 70% of my capacity. It all depends on the injury. Once I sprained my thumb, and then it really didn't move that well, and I couldn't apply certain types of pressure. That is a real, real challenge. That is a real challenge. But having a cut on the pad of my thumb, and it was a deep slice, not necessarily straight in and deep. Actually, the cutting edge went at an angle, so it just created like an ear flap of flesh, which I think on some level is almost a little bit worse, because once that starts to heal, that skin dies off and it just creates an opening and it's just very tender. And when it starts to heal, that scab gets, well, it's a scab, so it's firm. It's just, it's hard to push on things. It's hard to grab things. But here's the initial thing. When I first cut myself, I actually cut myself cleaning a sharp object that someone else didn't clean. So the person before me didn't clean up after themselves, and then I had to get some stuff done, and I was trying to use this sharp object, and I was cleaning it off, and I sliced my thumb. And I knew as soon as I cut my thumb that it was deep slice at an angle, and it was going to just slow me down. At first, I thought I would need stitches. And then if I need stitches, it's just a real challenge, because then you can't really apply any pressure. But I got a little help. Someone kind of heard me express my dissatisfaction with that maneuver, and they came over and helped me get cleaned up and get a Band-Aid on there. And we both looked at it, and they, even my friend was like, oh, I don't know about that, Alejandro. That looks a little deep. And it felt deep. Ooh, yeah. It's deep. And I had to get it cleaned up first. I had to really take a look at it, and I realized that it's not worthy of stitches, but it's still a pretty good cut, and what I need to do is just keep it closed and not use my hand that much. Now, how do you say that to a one-handed person? Please don't use your hand that much. I mean, I work as a graphic designer, a visual media specialist, visual communicator. I spend a lot of time on a computer. I have a Wacom tablet. I have to hold a pen. It's hard to push the button on the pen. And then using my phone one-handedly, like most people do, forget it. Typing, forget it. Because I have a Band-Aid on my finger. And I cannot use a phone when I have this Band-Aid. So I have to use my fingertips. And it's just, it is completely awkward because typically holding your phone and using your thumb is a one-handed thing. Now, I don't have another hand. I have to either put my phone down or hold it in my short side, which is a little awkward, and use my fingers. It's just really, you know what? It's quirky. And then with that Band-Aid, trying to use the camera, I'm telling you, it's been a week since I did it. Those first 5 days, just a bear. And then it's hard to hold things. Like, it's hard to grab something because my thumb is tender. Two, if I squeeze too hard, I'm going to tear my injury open. And if I do that, it's going to set me back another 5 days because I've done that. And I almost did it this time. I was trying to pull, I almost hate to admit it, I was trying to pull a pen cap off a pen, and I almost tore my thumb back open. And that's when I realized, I'm like, okay, I need to just step back for a while and just spend 3 days totally, well, not totally, but just kind of relaxing. You know, I'm hoping to do more Aikido. I'm hoping to train. I want to go work out, but my hand is incapacitated. I cannot grab. When my opposability is down, the hand is down. The capacity of the hand is down. The potential of the hand is so limited without the thumb. Four great fingers, one unsurpassable thumb. I don't even have a word. One boundless thumb, one immeasurable thumb. Four great fingers, one immeasurably powerful thumb. That thumb does so much. When my thumb is injured, my capacity is just a bummer. Like, sometimes I think I shouldn't even touch sharp objects. I mean, basically, I don't use power tools, right? And I've taken a little heat at this at the DRC, at the Dzogchen Retreat Center, where I do a lot of Buddhist internships. We do a lot of building. There's a lot of construction going on. Co-workers, colleagues, Buddhist buddies are like, hey, Alejandro, can you get up on that power saw? And I am just like, no. But typically, I don't use power tools, maybe a screwdriver, but even then, I don't want to, and certainly not a saw. I mean, the last thing I want to do is really injure my hand, and I have to be very, very mindful. But you know what? This week has been so challenging, just trying to deal with this. And now I'm moving through some other stuff, so it's just slightly compounded. You know, not having access to my phone, struggling with my Wacom tablet, even typing's kind of a drag. Even typing is a little bit slower right now in this capacity. Wow, the thumb. My only thumb. Who knew? You know what? I should get this thing bronzed. It is so precious. I should have like a helmet for it or some kind of armor. That's what I need. I need a gauntlet like Thanos. I need something to protect my thumb. You know, and it's so funny because, you know, I do a lot of martial arts. I do a lot of, I used to do a lot of bicycling. I'm really active at times. I'm surprised I haven't hurt my hand more, but I'm so conscious of it because if I break my thumb, I forget it. There are so many things I struggle with if I broke my thumb. I'd rather lose two fingers than totally damage my thumb. You can take my pinky ring and my ring finger, which would be a bummer because I love wearing rings, especially a pinky ring, right? But yeah, you can have those too. If I had the choice between damaging my thumb or letting go of my pinky and my ring finger, you can have those because I can function with two fingers and a thumb. That's enough for me. Though the power of a pinky is amazing. We don't really realize how many things we do with that thing, but I'd let it go, but I don't want to. My goal this time around, my goal in this precious human life is to keep my arm healthy. Now, I did a podcast about the power of an elbow. And now that I'm about to hit my halfway point in life, and you figure out what that means, my elbow can hurt a lot. And that affects me quite a lot. I need to really think about how I'm going to move through the second half of my life in a very healthy manner, physically, structurally healthy, with my one hand and my arm that's attached to it, my right arm. I need to be mindful of my shoulder. I need to be mindful of my elbow. I need to take care of my wrist and my fingers. You know, last year after I left the Buddhist internship, the Dzogchen summer internship, I did that for 5.5 weeks, and then I was in Tibet. I did a medical mission and some pilgrimage stuff when I was in Tibet. And then I spent another 2 weeks traveling in China, more pilgrimages. I went to the Shaolin Temple. I did some other things. My arm, I'll tell you what, my arm hurt so bad. My elbow hurt so bad. It was the first time my arm has ever hurt this much. And then even my hand, even squeezing things, can be a challenge, was a challenge at that time. And then now I'm getting a little taste of it with this thumb thing. And now, you know, I haven't worn the Band-Aid for a day, and the cut is starting to heal pretty well. I could probably get away with not wearing it, but it's still a little challenging, grabbing tightly, like trying to twist things, pull things, screw things. I probably got another 4 days of challenging times, but I'm probably at 35% diminished capacity. I'm probably at 65, 70% right now, which is not that great. Not that great for a one-handed guy. I still have to be very mindful. I was able to do some Aikido last night, and I'm going to be training again tomorrow, but I need to be careful how I fall. I can't slap the ground too hard or pull too much. Many things to be mindful of when you have a damaged thumb and you only have one hand. And I'm just sharing this perspective with y'all because I know when your hands hurt, you go through it. Hopefully you never have to break both of them, but when one is damaged, if it's your dominant hand, you have some realization of what's going on. And it's just been, you know, it's been a little challenging. This has happened to me before. I need to be mindful of not cutting my hand or hurting my thumb, but hey, we're all human. Things like this happen, and then we got to deal with it. So yeah, I've been seeing a lot more movies in the last 5 days, and as soon as I process this podcast and upload it, I'm going to see another movie tonight. I'm trying to underdo a little bit because my only thumb is injured. And for a one-handed guy, that means a lot. And in this short podcast, all I'm trying to do is just share with you a little bit, a little slice of my one-handed life. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.